NAIS Residents Committee is to hold a public meeting regarding their opposition to Kildare County Council's proposal to develop 7 residential units on the Sarto Road Green. The committee is opposed to KCC's proposal for that development, as well as seeing it as one that raises much wider questions about how NAIS is being planned, also how public money is being spent. Michael Keogh is chair of the Sarto Road NAIS Residents Committee and joins me on the line now. Michael, good morning. Thanks for taking our call on the show.
Hi, Hannah. Thanks very much for having me, Hannah. As you just said, we're having a meeting on September 1st at 8 p.m. in the townhouse. And it isn't only about the green. It really is the wider area. But I'd just like to say, first of all, we'd like to thank Lord Mayor Bill Clear and Anne Breen for their continued support throughout all of this. Because the green area, as one point this morning, is that they've even let it go so bad that it can't be used. Kids used to be able to kick ball on it out there. Now they're trying to make it look like such a messy looking eyesore that people be saying, oh yeah, build something on it. It's just that old people use it, young people use it. And we were checking out some of the prices, what would cost for even putting the top layers, you want to put floating. You're talking about 200,000 to get just a baseline put in there. And one other little point about the green area is that very interesting reading on the AI when you enter in Sarto Road. It gives you all the information that is not coming from me saying my story and trying to say this. It tells you the actual truth of what the costs are, what was said, what was done. It goes back to saying that the council promised us a green area there, and that's in writing.
When did they promise the green area, Michael? When did they make that to the committee?
They gave that when they knocked down the houses. They said, we're going to turn this into a green park. Now, we actually have that in writing from the Kildare County Council. Then when they were doing the piling of late, we rang them up about that and they denied that they were doing the piling. And in the end, they admitted that they were doing the piling. So we're getting lies from them and lies from them. And then now we're meant to trust them. Now, if you even look around the town, look at the curbs on the Kilcullen Road, the amount of people that have tripped and fallen over there. My wife included got serious fall there and got serious injuries from it. And they've done nothing about it. If you look at where they put the bus stops up at the hospital there, totally crazy. And I'm a driving instructor. I'm driving past these areas all the time. And I see the danger of people falling. I see where the roads are too narrow for cars. People can't get by. People have to pull back. And this is all designed by Kildare County Council, who can lie to you if they want to, who can promise to you if they want to, but they won't be accountable to who. And I'd love to know from the show, who is Kildare County Council answered to? Are they allowed to tell lies to the local people? The other thing is that if you want to put 7 houses on the green, you would swear that there's nowhere else to build houses because Basin Street is at least 6 houses empty there. In the harbour, there's another one. That's 7 houses. And there's about 3 available. That's 10 houses available to work on now without having to put a foundation in on 7 on a common green that everybody living is entitled to have a common green. If they start to take in our common green, what other common green are they going to start on next? So that's why we wanted people to come on the 1st of September just to see what problems they have, because everyone in NAIS has a problem with Kildare County Council because they're not staying over the words that they've done.
I remember, Michael, you were on with us back in November of last year about these proposed 7 residential units on the green there in Sarto Road. And We reported then kind of within that week that the council secured the Department of Housing approval for those 7 units. They were tendering for architectural consultants with a target start date of Q2 of 2026, which is now passed. And they were saying works to repair existing derelict houses in the estate were due for completion in the coming months. Has any of that, any of those happened yet? I mean, are, do you still have the green space in on Sarcho Road?
Good question. We still have the green space, but they're letting the green space turn into a big eyesore. They don't cut the grass. Like, before this all started, when it was meant to be laid out last year and the year before that, you could walk along it. It was a level ground. You could, the kids could play football on level ground. Now, if you went to walk along, I walk across every day because I have a dog, so I'm always walking across it. It's like walking across rocks because it's all uneven with the weeds and all that. You wouldn't run across it because you'd break your neck. Mm. Now, that's purposely left untendered to make it an eyesore. So people will say, oh, better see houses there than to see that eyesore. That's exactly how the KCC work. Because if they were an honest company, they wouldn't have been told so many lies. And I think the other councillors that haven't backed us and the few that are just sitting on the fence should get off the fence and come up and say they're going to be building 4,500 to 5,000 houses on the west quadrant. 4,500 to 5,000 houses. And why is our 7 houses so important? Now, we were also told that not one local person on a housing list from Sarcho is going to get one of those houses. We were told that as fact.
Was that told by a spokesperson from the council?
It was the night that they had a meeting down in the town hall. The architects were telling us what was going on.
Mm.
And we, believe this or believe this not, we actually got the truth that night. Because the council told us when they be, if you were building here, it would be very unintrusive. Oh, you wouldn't know it's been done. And the architect said for the length of time, a year and a half, there will be absolute chaos. And at the end of our road, we've a swan's nesting area, which most people care about, wildlife. So they'd be up and down the road with the trucks. That swan life will be gone. You see up at Lakelands where you have the signs, tread carefully, swans here, because they respect the swans. Down in Sarcho Park, doesn't seem to happen.
There does seem to be a lot of concerns from the committee group about this, and you are holding that public meeting now next week at 8 o'clock on September 1st. We have reached out to Kildare County Council. We are awaiting a response from them and we will read that out as soon as we get it. But what has the engagement been like with, I mean, you mentioned some of the local councillors there for the Naas Municipal District, but have any of them spoken about joining the public meeting next week?
Well, we'll have the Lord Mayor of Naas there, Bill Clear, who is the front man for standing behind us, seeing the injustice of taking away a public green area from all. Like, there's people here that came here in 1977, and thank God they're still alive. And now they've seen that there, some of them have Alzheimer's, some have cancer. They're all not well, because it used to add up 77, and it's 26 now. What age are they? And they're going to start put big houses in front, and these old people, including myself, I'm getting there too, will have no green area in front of us. How fair is that? If Naas had nowhere else to build houses, you could understand them saying we can't let that spot go because we've nowhere else to build. They have plenty of other places to build. They must have a reason to put it there so they kick off the harbour and then they go in and build in the harbour and mess up the harbour the way they want to mess up our green area where we live. It really is, it's morally wrong. Why can't they just be, look, there's old people living there. They've lived there for over 80 years, some of them. Think about them.
Mm. And none of, I suppose, for them, the green space is... Well, did that used to be looked after by the council, or was it the residents there, and now it's a case of them just growing older and not being able to?
What happened there, actually, Hannah, was the council, as they come around, not to counsel that, who was employed by the council, cut all the banks by the canal here and up the green as you do in other places. They cut that grass on the same time. Now, it actually was cut regularly. There was a little mound in it, and it was cut regularly. The little kid, neighbour across the road, put out his basketball pole, and the kids come out and they play basketball because it was so level. And then the other kids be playing football, they play a football match, put two jumpers down and have a football. But you couldn't do it now. But that's not by accident. And it's not me being smart. If you come up and take a look at it, you can see it has been derelict. Now, we can get you photographs of last year and we can show you that the grass was smooth. But now that they're in argument with us over the green, they're trying every trick in the book to get the houses built there. Now, I always think when you hear people like myself on the phone fighting for their rights and saying this, you think they're making up half of these stories. Well, I was absolutely shocked. I know this is a new thing. It's new to me, AI. When we put an AI sorter out, and we saw the pages of information telling exactly what happened, it was eye-opening.
I know the AI, it can be useful in getting all of that information. I would just put out the preface by saying that sometimes it can kind of confuse the data together, but it does have the actual citations of where that information came from.
Yeah. It's just interesting. Some people now would just... When I be talking, they say, that's a fellow outside the park. He doesn't care about people having homes and all that. We all care about people having homes, but we also have to think of people where they live, that they have some quality of life, that at the end of the day, and their young days when they want to play a bit of football, that you have somewhere to do it. I mean, the kids across the road, right across the road, from Paddy Wickham's house, who is well known in the Bank of Ireland, everybody knows, the little child over there comes out there playing all the time on the green and now can't play out there now. And what the county council say, we need houses. Do Basin Street. They done a house up the road from us, redone the inside, right up. There's no one in it yet.
Still.
So it's a knocking on the door for houses. Why isn't nobody in that house? And it's a fabulous house. They done it up absolutely first class. And then nobody in it.
So looking ahead now to the public meeting next week on the 1st of September, Michael, what are you hoping is the outcome from that? I mean, what are the next steps?
What I would like to see happen in that meeting is just the people of Naas putting their heads together and finding out who is responsible over Kildare County Council. How can they go to where, whatever part of Naas you want to, and plant in, whether it's bus stops or bad roads or bad road marking. And we should have somebody we should be able to say, look, how can they get away with it? I can't understand how a government body can lie to you on several occasions, verbally and written, and are unanswerable to nobody. After all, they're civil service, they're paid by the government. There has to be somebody that says, were you lying to those people at the Art of Park? You shouldn't be lying to them. There has to be somebody over them, because all we want is our green area. And we want the people to come out on the 1st of September to tell us, have they got problems in their area? So we can kind of form a group that can approach the KCC and ask for answers.
Michael, thanks for joining us on the Kildare
Anna,
Today
listen,
Show.
Thank you. Honest to God, you're a great woman doing a great show. It is much appreciated. And I hope I explained my plight properly to you, because I really do appreciate your kind help on that.
And Michael, thank you for joining us on the Kildare Today Show. And we do, of course, have reached out to Kildare County Council for a statement, and we will be waiting for that. We'll read it on air once we get it. And to any other of the local reps or councillors who want to have their say, of course, we invite you as well to do so. Get in touch on 0833 97 97 97 or call us on 045 898 999. That was Michael Keogh, Chair of the Sartio Road Naas Residents Committee. They're holding a public meeting next week regarding their opposition to KCC's proposal to develop 7 residential units on the Sartio Road Green. And as Michael was explaining, just the in general raising questions about how Naas is being planned. Do keep your messages coming in on 0833 97 97 97. Just very quickly in relation to the